It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Hey, good morning, my Thursday friends. Looking at, some sun trying to peek its way through here. October 9th edition coming to you from my radio hut is close to Dakota Avenue as I can possibly get. All right. A lot of Halloween, good Halloween fun coming up here. And one such thing here, I got to pull up some clever. There we go. Warcator Vision Ford, Mr. Trunk or Treat, just stopping in. And boy, have you got an event coming up.
Hey, Bill, it is hands down going to be the biggest party of the year. We're so excited. I just went out and bought 2,500 pieces of candy. So we're looking for recipients to get them.
Yep.
So come by next, a week from this Friday, a week from tomorrow, October 17th, 4 to 7. It's free. Bill, it's free. Everything's free.
Won't cost you anything.
Come as you want. Come as you are. Favorite costume. Bring friends. Bring family. And just have a great time.
I got to hand it to you and your staff because you just knock it out of the park. I mean, the staff's all in costume. Everybody's dressed up. You got a crazy skeleton there. Now, I've heard rumor you might have some new pieces this year.
We might add it on. There's a pretty good chance.
Okay.
I see they were in the service drive yesterday and today putting these. They're big.
Uh-huh.
They barely fit. And our ceilings are 25 feet in there. So I'll give you a tip for that. So,
holy smokes.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. They're doing a great job. We've got incredible support from the community. We're going to have, you know, 20 or so local businesses helping and participating. So that's the best part of it. It's just everybody's involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without a doubt. And now, is this something you come up with on your own? Or is this something you just throw to your staff and then just turn them loose and say, come up with, give me some ideas?
You know, they're great with coming up with ideas. And this is our third annual. So we kind of noodled it about 4 years ago and got it to paper and made it come together 3 years ago. And we were just so surprised. We had just incredible turnout for our first year. We had about 18 local companies support us. We had well over 700 that people participate that we know of. That's probably a conservative count. The weather was incredible, and it was just fun to see smiles and people come and not worry about having to spend money. Life is so expensive today.
That's right.
That you can come and get food, certainly lots of treats and candy and whatever you want. Obviously, this year we might have a little hot chocolate to warm you up as you walk around. But it's going to be a great event. Like I said, October 17th from 4 to 7 p.m. or until the fun ends. But it might go on a little longer.
Fun is not going to end. Come on. It didn't last year. I know it went on well after closing.
Yeah.
I've never seen so many happy kids in my life. Boy, I tell you what, smiles all around.
It is fun. The smiles are huge. The participation. It's fun to see the happiness, right?
Right.
We're going through a lot every day. Just being in the community, in the world, and to see those smiles of those kids. And we're talking high school. Lots of high school kids show up.
Yeah.
We've certainly had some come from the college, too, which is fun to see because they get involved and really kind of participate in the event.
Yeah, it's not a narrow demographic. I mean, you spread it out towards and some of these adults get pretty clever with their costume.
They love it. There's definitely some kids out there at heart.
Without a doubt. And Ward, again, give us the times on this.
Yeah, so we're talking October 17th, a week from this Friday, 4 to 7 p.m. We'll be set up early, and we'll be there till you guys want to leave. Again, lots of bouncy houses. We have four different food trucks are going to be there. And, again, incredible support from the local businesses here in Wahpeton, Breckenridge. So we look forward to having everybody over.
I love it because this isn't just a happening. This is a celebration.
It
really is. It's a celebration of fall. It's a celebration of Halloween.
And Bill, you and your stations have been incredible supporters, too, so I want to thank you for that. It makes a difference getting the word out. And let's have some fun, right?
Speaking of which, okay, I want to know where the baby shark thing came from. Okay, because baby shark's been a part of Trunk or Treat for the last 2 years. Where did that develop?
So that one I'm going to give to my daughter.
Okay.
She pulled that one out. She has two kids, two young grandkids of ours, and baby shark was a big deal, you know, a number of years ago. We're just not going to let that rest.
We might be hearing, pretty good chance you're going to be hearing that all over the lot, too.
Yeah.
So.
Trunk or treat. You'll be back in. We'll talk about this a little bit more before the event, too. So
sounds great. Thanks,
Ward
Bill.
Cater, thanks for stopping by. It's 9:45, the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
I was getting kind of tired.